Well, you'd say they stomped.
Stomped them in the arm. It would make it what?
Well, it'd...
A knife.
It would... You speaking about stomping them with the blade of the knife?
Yeah.
Well, of course, it'd make a wound there.
Yeah. Did you ever have... You know, now, for something like that to heal up sometimes, there'd be some kind of skinless growth down in there? And they'd have to maybe burn it out with alum or something like that?
Yeah, that's...
Crab flesh?
Yeah, that's called crab flesh. Yeah.
Crab flesh.
For instance, here about... 5 years ago, I guess, then, I had a chainsaw that was cut down on me. There's a boy lives just above where you were at this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It can pretty good work on one of them, you know. He had a biting dog, and I didn't know it. He forgot to tell me. And that dog come in behind me and caught me in the calf of the leg here. There was only 2 tushes that went through my overall and buried it, you know, in my leg. Well, I...
Somebody come up to see you, I think.
We were not on
that tape. Oh. I just used home remedy on it, you know, doctoring it, and I saw I was losing ground with it. It began to flame, get red and flamey looking, you know, and then I took off the doctor. And, he gave me some shots, you know, to kill that poison out of it. And he told me if I'd have come to him and let him, when that first happened, let him have burned that, I wouldn't have had the trouble that I had with you, you know.
When folks, well, on just a plain old cut, what would you put?
Well, that depends. Way years ago, they had different kind of sites.
Turpentine.
Coral, turpentine, and the old home remnants, you know.
Yeah, something you might advise, got that old skull and crossbones on.
Yeah, yeah.
We'd use that brown liquid?
Yeah, iodine and mercurochrome.
Can you tell me about some of the sicknesses you remember around here when you were younger, sir? And the, you know, the things that made...
The measles was...
came down with?
Yeah, they was pretty rough back when I was a kid. Especially if you happened to take pneumonia with them, you was lucky if you pulled out of it. See, we didn't have the sulfur and penicillin and so on. And four of the people, really, the doctors really got up on it, you know. It'd affect your eyes, you know. The measles would. Smallpox. Then smallpox was pretty bad.
And
we, of course, after the shots come in, I was way up in my teens before we had smallpox shots around here.
What about that disease that made your eyes turn yellow? Or your skin turn yellow?
That's what's called how do you pronounce that?
Yellow jam.
My mother had that.